What is up, everybody? It's your host, DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. How is everybody doing? I know I'm on the anxious side these last couple days. I don't know if it's school, if it's work, or the election probably next week is what's really getting to me, honestly. I mean, guys, it's super important that you go out and you vote. Use your voice. We might think that our small little vote doesn't matter, but it does, even if it's just in our local elections. Go out there, do your part, because it's our future that's coming up. It's our world that's going to be changing and moving, so we have to put our voice out there. And not just young people, but everyone who has the ability to vote, go do it for those who can't. Please, 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 we beg of you, get out there. Go to your polling place if you haven't already registered to vote. They will register you there. You do not have to mail in your ballot. You can go and be registered and vote right then and there. So remember that, because, hey, like I said, our future matters. We matter. Let's get our voice out there. But back to our regularly scheduled topic. This week, we are going to be back in the Caribbean. We're going to be talking about a little island. Well, I shouldn't say little. It's third largest in the Caribbean. An island that has immense influence on the rest of the world, particularly through its music, but just in general, in athletics, in food, just vibes in general. It's a huge, huge influence on the world, being this small island comparatively to the rest of the world. It provides so much, and I'm excited to talk about it today. Let's get on over to Jamaica. I chose Jamaica this week because, as I mentioned, I feel like they give off just the best vibes. I don't know if it's the music, the food, the people. I don't know what it is. But it's just, I needed something to talk about that was going to put me on an island, that was going to put me on the beach thinking about all good things. And Jamaica is where that is at. We're going to be talking about everything, guys, about the people, the music, the food, the ambiance of the island. Let's just get right into it. So the island is in the Caribbean Sea. It is, as I mentioned, part of the Caribbean Islands. It is about 4,200 square miles in area, and it's, as I mentioned earlier, the third largest of the Greater Antilles is what they're called in the Caribbean. That is after Cuba and Hispaniola. Hispaniola being the island that houses the Dominican Republic and Haiti. It's actually about 90 miles south of Cuba and 119 miles west of Hispaniola. And the British territory of the Cayman Islands lies about 215 kilometers, which is 134 miles to the northwest of it. So it was actually originally inhabited, as many of these islands in the Caribbean were, by native Taínos, as well as the Arawak people. The majority of the populations of the Arawak and the Taíno Indians were actually killed off when Christopher Columbus sailed to Jamaica, then known as Santiago, I believe, was the name that he had chosen for it. But when he arrived, they were killed because of diseases, or they were forcibly transplanted into other islands in the Caribbean, and then they were replaced by African slaves that were also brought over by the European colonizers. So originally, the island was under Spanish rule, but eventually it came under English rule. Later it would be called Great Britain, but it came under English rule, and they renamed it Jamaica. Under this rule, they were a huge sugar exporter, which is what supported their economy. Something I find actually really interesting is that they are the third most populous Anglophone country in the Americas. That means that they speak English as their primary language there. That's after the US and Canada. And they're actually the fourth most populous country in the Caribbean. Their capital is Kingston. If you've ever heard the name Sean Kingston, that will remind you of that. But the majority of people who live in Jamaica right now are descendants of some sub-Saharan African people, as well as Europeans, East Asians, mainly Chinese, Indian, Lebanese, and other mixed race minorities. So it's really a country of all sorts of races mixed together. But yes, primarily sub-Saharan African ancestry is what people in Jamaica today have. I think we should talk a little bit about what there is to do on the island. It is a very, very, very touristic place where there are a lot of tourism, coming in every year. And actually right now, because of COVID, there are restrictions where you actually have to get permission to travel to Jamaica, which I'm sure has had a detrimental effect on their economy. So I'm hoping, as you all know, that this stuff ends soon so we can get traveling. I will go to Jamaica. I will help them out, I promise, as should you if you have the ability to do so. But some cool stuff to do. There's day trips available that you can go on. Those are like trips you can go on yourself. There's also private day trips that they could take you on. The forest that you could explore. There's hiking. There's nature and wildlife that you could do. There's climbing, swimming. There's a few places, a few cities that are the most popular. One being Montego Bay. Another being Ocho Rios, Negril, Falmouth. There's also Kingston, the capital, Port Antonio, Runaway Bay, St. Anne's Bay, and Lucia, maybe? I can't remember how to pronounce it, but Black River, Santa Cruz, Little Bay, all these places that you can go and either find some new spots to eat, some new spots to swim and explore, and get to learn a little bit more about the people and what it's like to be in Jamaica. I think that one thing I would love to do, and that hopefully I will get to do when I visit Jamaica, is go to something called a private waterfall tour in Dunn's River and Blue's Hole. Ever since I was little, I had this one dream one time that I was on an island, and I don't even know how to explain it to you guys. It's like, it was like where I was living at the moment, but I was on some tropical beach, and all I can remember is listening to reggae music in the background. And we're going to be talking a little bit more about reggae music later, but ever since then, I'm like, I have to go to Jamaica and be it. It's like it's calling my name. It's telling me, come visit, come see us. And the picture that I was looking at of Dunn's River and Blue Hole is literally exactly what I remember in my dream. And I don't know if that's just my mind telling me, you know, hey, you should go there or what. But it's like an exact replica of what I remember seeing in my dream. And, you know, it depends on the time you're going, but it'll be around $130 probably to get a trip there. It's about 6 hours. They have free cancellations if you can't make it. And as we know right now, this is probably not happening as frequently as we wish it would because of COVID. But basically, they have hand sanitizer available, regularly sanitized traffic areas or anywhere where there's a lot of people going at one time. Transportation vehicles are regularly cleaned. There's face masks provided. Wear your mask. If you haven't been, please do so. And it's just all around pretty safe, which is awesome. And if you have the opportunity to go to get out there and do that, I highly recommend. There are various places you could reserve. The one I was looking at this morning was TripAdvisor, but you can always look at local websites and other trip planning websites if possible for yourself to get out there and get exploring. As always, this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to Rhythms of the World. This is DJ Aventura, and we are on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Welcome back, guys. This is the second part of today's radio show. We're going to be talking a little bit more about Jamaica and the music, the history, and all of the good stuff that you guys know I love to talk about. I think we're going to probably transition more a little bit into the music for this segment. And then next segment, we'll talk a little bit more about a very famous reggae artist. And in the last segment, we'll discuss a current favorite reggae artist of mine right now and give you guys some music to look into. So let's get started on this section. So we're going to be talking about the music of Jamaica, and there are a few different kinds that I've actually learned about very recently. I've always had the idea of, you know, reggae music. I mentioned earlier that in my dream, that is what I was listening to, but reggae has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember, and it was never a major part of my life, but my sister would listen to Bob Marley, Collie Buds, all these artists that I'll discuss later, but not like she had an obsession with them the way she had with Shakira or with Adele later on, Lady Gaga, but she would still have them in her CDs on her playlist. And so, you know, when I would listen to one, I would sing along. And it wasn't until I was older and was able to sort of start my own playlist, my own music library on my own iPod, that I was able to kind of bring these songs back and look more into the genre of reggae. Another person who's kind of been influential for my love of reggae is my cousin, who is, you know, it's surprising to me, she had never before been very much into reggae. It was a lot more of, you know, Mexican music, Spanish music, but recently, and I think her boyfriend might have a lot to do with this, but she just has great music taste in general as well. She's kind of introduced me to more reggae artists, into this new genre of reggae. Still the same reggae, but with these new pop elements and even like Latin flair elements. Reggae is the base for reggaeton. So it's a part of my life. And like I said, not the biggest part, but definitely something that I have enjoyed listening to. So let's talk a little bit more about it. So the foundation of any kind of music, and reggae music as well, is its instruments, right? So reggae will have a lot of drums, electric bass, electric guitar, and keyboard. And more recently, a lot of instruments have been kind of introduced to the genre, such as horns, brass, Afro-Cuban percussion, which was already there, but even more elements have been added about Afro-Cuban percussion. But it's really worth noting that it's a very bass-heavy music. That means you'll always hear some sort of bass in there. It's, when you're listening to reggae music, it's one of those musics that you'll hear all of these instruments, and they become this sort of, I think I've used the term salad bowl before during my shows, but they really do become this new plate, this new platter of food that brings in all these different elements and creates something amazing, that you can still feel these rhythms, you can still hear the bass, the percussion, the winds, everything, but each of these comes together and creates this wonderful new mixture of sound. And you'll hear it when you're listening to the music. I'll play some right now for you, just so we could get our head in the right space. I've been watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 hey. Standing across the room, I saw you smile. I said I wanna talk to you for a little while, but before I make my... How how was that, guys? I love listening to reggae music. It just puts me in like the right headspace. I'm telling you guys, the best vibes comes out of it. But I want to talk a little bit about the history of it. So it started off in the 1960s and went on well into the 70s as one of the most popular genres in Jamaica. It is the biggest genre in Jamaica, but influentially during that time, it was spreading to the United States, to Latin America, to Europe, particularly in England, to Africa, and just all over the world in general. So during this time is like the height of its popularity. It was widely seen as the voice of the oppressed. There was a large movement of civil rights at the time in the 1960s. And so during that time, people were playing reggae loud and clear. I mean, we'll talk about Bob Marley in the next section, but he was huge, huge for the civil rights movement in the 1960s. Playing his music was a lot for a lot of people, like an escape, and yet also a way to sort of sound a drum and call for action. Buffalo Soldier, if you've heard Buffalo Soldier of Bob Marley, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But the music itself is actually based on another type of Jamaican music, which is ska, S-K-A, ska. It is heavily a four-beat rhythm driven by drums, bass guitar, electric guitar, and something called a scraper, which is a corrugated stick that is rubbed by a plane stick. So it's like something almost like a washboard style. And the dictionary states that the chunking sound of the rhythm guitar that comes at the end of measures acts as an accompaniment to emotional songs, often expressing rejection of the established white man culture. I think that's so cool. Like, just within the music, you can hear this sort of rejection of the establishment, of stick it to the man, you know, sort of that kind of music that empowers you. I think that's awesome. It was also heavily influenced by something called rocksteady, which is a similar genre, but reggae is kind of the slowed down version of all of this kind of music. I will go ahead and play a little bit of ska, just a tiny bit, so you guys can get a feel of what ska sounds like and see later on how or compare it to what we've already listened to the reggae that we've heard. So I'm going to go ahead and play that now. So as I mentioned, guys, that it was ska music. That is where reggae kind of emerged out of. And as I mentioned, reggae was this music used as the basis of sort of this revolutionary movement of music in Jamaica, but also at the time in the United States. I mean, with the influences of jazz and blues that were present in reggae, you could see the way things were changing both in Jamaica, in the United States, and all over the world, politically, you know, musically. Everything was sort of transitioning, and so you can see that reflected in reggae and in other music that kind of came about in the era. And even music that was already established, you could feel the changing of the time and the changing of the direction of each of these countries. So I think it's pretty cool to get to see that musically, to get to see like the reflection of history through music. That I think that's pretty awesome. Sort of the last thing I'll mention about the history of reggae is the involvement with Rastafarianism, or the Rastafarian movement, which was sort of the relocation of African diaspora to Africa, bringing back the African people to their roots. The religion also called for the use of what was known as ganja, or marijuana, but it was a sacramental use of it. So it was used as a religious practice rather than a recreational use, as it is used in many places today. And I think it's really interesting to see the way it was used religiously and compare it to the way it has kind of turned into this negative drug problem here in the United States, when in an entirely different culture, it's used as something completely natural and completely necessary for their religious practice. As with many things, culturally, we in the United States, we in, you know, North American culture are very different in the way we see a lot of things that go on in the world. And I think that marijuana is one thing in particular, but it's sort of starting to transition into something that's a little more common and used by more people in the United States as well as all over the world as a, whether it's medically or just recreationally, but people see it differently now. And I think that's kind of interesting to see that transition from the old ideas of it being a terrible, horrible drug to sort of this new pastime that people have and seeing how religiously it was used in other cultures. But Rastafarianism really advocated for equal rights and justice, and it drew on this like mystical consciousness of something called Kumina, which was actually an earlier Jamaican religious tradition, and it ritualized the communication with the ancestor. So this is also where the marijuana came in. It's sort of this push towards another consciousness. But I just think that this is a really interesting topic, and I could go on talking about it more, but I want to focus more on the music. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking about Mr. Bob Marley himself, the reggae king. If you don't know who he is, I hope you will learn about him in this next segment. As always, I am DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio. Carbon emissions represent man's greatest controllable contribution to global warming. If you like to breathe crisp, healthful air, think about this. For every mile driven, 1 pound of carbon particulate matter is released into our atmosphere. Before you jump into your car, next time, ask yourself, you can make the trip on your bike instead and keep it clean.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rhythms of the World, and you are listening on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I am DJ Aventura, and we are back for the third segment today. We are going to be discussing one of the most famous artists of all time. A wonderful, wonderful guy who really put reggae and Jamaica on the map. I mean, they were already very important places. Obviously, Jamaica was extremely important. And reggae was very prominent in a lot of countries, but Bob Marley really pushed it out into the world. I think he is the reason why it became such a large phenomena of music. So we are going to talk about him, a little bit about his history, his music, his style, and the end to his career. So to start off, his full name is Robert Nesta Marley. He was born February 6th, 1945, and sadly passed on the 11th of May in 1981. But he was a Jamaican singer and songwriter and musician. Like I said, a pioneer of reggae music. It was not just reggae music, though, that he played. He did ska, rocksteady, and his distinctive vocal style and like songwriting style were really what made him very famous. His contributions to music were, like I mentioned, to bring the visibility of Jamaican people, Jamaican music, reggae, to the entire world. He was the biggest carrier of the genre, for sure. Over the course of his career, he also became known as a Rastafari icon. As I talked about earlier, the Rastafarian religion, Bob Marley was a part of it, and he used his music sort of to push this spirituality, this idea of using music as part of your religious practices. And I think that is awesome. He is a global symbol of Jamaica, for sure, and was very controversial and outspoken during his time as an artist. Very much outspoken for the legalization of marijuana and also civil rights. So we are very lucky to have his music left for us and a lot of his spiritual and political ideas today. Something that I was thinking about earlier when I was talking about how I didn't have that much reggae influence. I didn't, but I was thinking that I do remember every time we'd go to the river, someone was playing reggae music. And most of the time, if not all of the time, it was Bob Marley. I had a friend growing up who played soccer with me, and when we were at their house, it was, you know, the community here that I grew up in is a very much a cannabis-based community where people grow cannabis and sell it, and whether that is legally or illegally, but they do. And so a lot of, as I mentioned, Bob Marley is, it was a very, very big pusher for the legalization of marijuana. A lot of people here who grew marijuana enjoyed playing his music, so I think that's interesting. My family was never a part of that, but I did grow up with people whose families were. So, just a little side note. But he was born in Nine Mile, British Jamaica, but he began his professional career in 1963 after forming his group, Bob Marley and the Wailers. The Wailing Wailers was the first studio album that they put out, which was in 1965, and it had the single One Love / People Get Ready, which was a really popular song worldwide, and it established the group as a rising figure in reggae. So it was the one song that kind of pushed them to their highest level of stardom, for sure. They released 11 further studio albums, and they were employing louder instrumentation and singing, and the group began to have more like rhythm-based song. And in the late 1960s and early 1970s, the singers converted to Rastafarianism. And during this time, actually, Bob Marley moved to London, and the group kind of changed their music with a release of an album called The Best of the Wailers. And this was in 1971. So the group actually attained international success after Catch a Fire and Burning, two albums that they wrote, were released in 1973, and sort of forged their reputation as artists that would tour the world. They did tours in the United States, in Africa, and Europe. And actually, a year later, they ended up splitting up as a band, and Bob Marley kind of started his own solo career at this time. And he was actually a survivor of an assassination attempt at his home in Jamaica, and this actually made him move permanently to London. And during his time in London, he recorded the album Exodus, and it incorporated a lot of blues, soul, and sort of British rock into this, which even made it an even more widespread commercial success because he had all these other elements in it. In 1977, he was diagnosed with something called acral lentiginous melanoma, and he died as a result of that illness in 1981. It was actually something he got when he was playing soccer, I believe in one of his toes, and because of his religion, he didn't want to cut it off, and so he sort of let himself go there, but that was his decision, and he had a state funeral in Jamaica. His greatest hits album, Legend, was released in 1984 and actually became the best-selling reggae album of all time. And he is one of the best-selling music artists of all time, as I mentioned earlier, with an estimated sale of about 75 million records worldwide. Like, that's so awesome. 75 million records worldwide. He was honored by Jamaica after his death with Order of Merit. And in 1994, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The Rolling Stone ranked him number 11 on the list of the greatest artists of all time. So a well-deserving title for him. He was a star, a rock star. He really was. To still today have so much influence on music and on artists, it's amazing. And his message of like positivity, of living life happily and justice and peace, it's still so relevant today and with what's going on in this country and all over the world. I think a few more people listening to Bob Marley could definitely not hurt. But when we come back, guys, we're going to be talking about some newer, well, relatively newer reggae artists that are very important today and that I love to listen to today and hope you will get a chance to listen to as well. But this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rhythms of the World, and I am your host, DJ Aventura. Well, I'm realizing now that we are back. I didn't play any Bob Marley in the last segment, and I was talking, and didn't talk to you guys or show you guys what I was talking about, right? So I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of some of his music right here so you guys can go ahead and take a listen. Please enjoy.
I want to love you and treat you right. I want to love you every day.
And that is Bob Marley, guys. I hope you guys got a sense of what I was talking about in the last segment. But this segment, we are going to be talking a little bit more about some current reggae artists, some of my favorites. And you'll find interesting that actually two of them are related to Bob Marley. So the first I will be talking about is Damian Marley, who is actually named Damian Robert Nesta Jr. Gong Marley. And he was born July 21st of 1978. He is a Jamaican DJ, singer, songwriter, and record producer, and he is the youngest son of Bob Marley. So he was actually only 2 years old when his dad passed, and he was the only child born to Bob Marley and Cindy Breakspear, who was actually Miss World in 1976. And his nickname is Junior Gong. It's derived from his dad's nickname, which was Tuff Gong. And he's been performing since the age of 13. I just think it's awesome that, I mean, as we know, Bob Marley had this huge influence on the rest of the world. And his children have decided to continue this, at least his son Damian has decided to continue this. And I think that's really amazing. And he's not the only family member. As I mentioned, I'm going to talk a little bit more about one other family member of Bob Marley's, but he is his son, his youngest son. And he is Probably one, not my favorite reggae artist, but one of the artists that I was introduced to first when I was like in middle school, when I really started to listen to this music on my own, by my cousin and by a few of the girls I used to play basketball with. They were really into reggae music at the time. Why? I have no idea. But we were all listening to Damian Marley. He, as I mentioned, he started his career at around 14. He formed a musical group called The Shepherds. And from then on, he has continued performing in many ways, whether that is his own voice singing or DJing. If you've ever heard the studio album, his third studio album, Welcome to Jamrock, you know who I am talking about. Or if you ever heard the song Welcome to Jamrock, that is probably the first song of his that I had heard and was one of the ones that we were listening to when I was playing basketball. This album was released in 2005, and I was playing basketball probably in like 2013, I'd say. So as you know, music carries on, and this was one of those that did. His half-brother was actually a producer and co-writer of a hugely successful song by the same name, the Welcome to Jamrock song, and it was an influential song both in Jamaica and in the United States. Aside from Welcome to Jamrock, a favorite song of his, my favorite song of his, is actually one that he did with Skrillex, who is also a DJ, and it is called Make It Bundam. And that song, I remember we did listen to during our basketball warm-ups, and that song would get us so into like the movement, the hype of the game right before. So I'll go ahead and play a little section of that for you just so you can feel that beat and listen to what I'm talking about. So go ahead and take a listen.
Greetings to the world. Vice of the one big gangzilla alongside Skrillex. Symphono! Uwe! Awo!
We must up the place, turn up the bass, and make them all have fun. And we a blaze the fire, make it fun, them. We must up the place, turn up the bass, and make some sound, boy, run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday. We must up the place, turn up the bass, and make them all have fun. Skrillex a blaze the fire, make it fun, them. We must up the place, turn up the bass, and make some sound, boy, run. And we will end your week just like a Sunday.
So that was a really cool mix of the dubstep genre that was so important at that very time that the song came out, and reggae. It created this whole new set of beats and music, and it just, I'm telling you, it hit really hard when we were practicing and when we were playing. So yeah, but now I'm going to go on to talk about Damian Marley's nephew, whose name is Skip Marley. He is Bob Marley's grandson. He's the son of one of his daughters. I believe her name is pronounced Sedila. I think it's Sedila Marley. And his dad's name is David Minto. He was born on June 4th, 1996. So he's actually relatively young. He's only 24 years old. But he was also born in Jamaica and was raised in Miami, but he taught himself how to play the piano and the drums, the guitar, and the bass. So as much as he had this already in his blood, these influences, he went out of his way to really push himself into music. So I think that's really awesome. In 2015, he released his first single, which was called Cry to Me, and then a second single called Life under the Tuff Gong label. He later signed to Blue Mountain Music, and he joined his uncle, Damian and Stephen, on their Catch a Fire tour. But he has some music that I love. One of them was from 2017 with Katy Perry. It was actually called Chained to the Rhythm, and they actually performed it at the Grammys, the 59th Grammy in 2017. And then at the Brit Awards in 2017 as well. Another song that I love of his is called Slow Down. And it is with artist Her, H-E-R. And I think that one was, 2019. So that one came out in 2019. So relatively close to now. It is a song. It's a beautiful song. I love the artist, her, and mixing, again, these two rhythms. They really come together to make something beautiful, as is common with reggae music and as is common with the Marleys. We will hopefully continue to hear his music as he continues to put music out right now. I think two of the songs that came out in 2020 are called No Love, and then there is one called Make Me Feel that are newer songs that he's putting out. The Marleys, Bob Marley was such a huge influence on reggae in general, on music all over the world, on the world, for his ideas, his ideals for what the world could be like, justice, peace. And he's passed that on really well to his children and to their children. Not only those ideas, but his music, his love for music, and his love for making people feel great. Hopefully, we will continue, as I mentioned, to hear more from Skip and Damien and all of his relatives who are artists. And they'll put out some more music for Jamaica to influence us to want to visit Jamaica. Another artist that I actually didn't discuss, but I do want to mention, is Sean Kingston, the guy that I mentioned earlier, who was the one who sings, "You're way too beautiful, girl." I love that song, and I will always love that song. That came out, I don't know what year. Let me see, actually, because I do really want to know what year that song came out. I think I was, like, in elementary school listening to Sean Kingston, and he was, like, on an episode of Sweet Life on Deck. I don't know if any of you know who I'm even talking about or what I'm even talking about. But I thought that was the coolest thing. But let me just look and see. When did Beautiful Girls come out? Because that was my song. But there was also songs like Fire Burning, What You Say. He was on Jason Derulo's What You Say, I'm pretty sure. But yeah, he just had this, like, I don't know. I don't remember exactly what year that was put out, but his music will always stick with me. Oh, and he did a song with, like, Justin Bieber that we were obsessed with when I was also, I think it was probably like third or fourth grade that we were listening to Beautiful Girls. Definitely, Eenie Meenie was like fourth grade. But he was also a really good Jamaican artist that I love to listen to. And now one artist who isn't Jamaican, but he is a reggae artist, is Collie Buds. And Collie Buds is very, very important for a lot of young people today who listen to music. Yes, too, they smoke it. They smoke marijuana and they will put on their reggae music. And it's like part of their routine. Like I mentioned in the, I think, second segment today, for a lot of people, marijuana has kind of been their preferred drug. And in the United States, it seems so taboo to want to, participate in it. For now, I think a lot of young people especially are sort of transitioning into, no, this is part of my everyday life. But it's not something I like to participate in, but more power to whoever does. And if it is legal, it is good for them. But yeah, Collie Buds is an artist who loves to talk about that in his music. And he probably will continue to do so in his next few albums. His most famous song, I think, is Come Around, with the line, like, "Finally the herbs come around." And so, as you see, a lot of influence of the cannabis industry in that artist. But I really like his music, like I mentioned. I don't necessarily partake in the activities, but his music really gets to you. And reggae in general is a music that's going to get to you if you listen to it. So if you get the opportunity to do so, if you were influenced by what I played today, go ahead and take a listen. Enjoy it. Imagine yourself on an island. We all wish we were on an island right now, guys. Take care of yourselves. Stay positive. I know this election's going to be a bit of anxiety for everyone, but try to stay as happy and healthy as can be. Wear a mask, wash your hands, sanitize everything, and just have a good week, guys. This is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Thanks, guys. Bye.